Hey everyone, welcome back to Connecting Women in Insurance with me, your host Julie. If you've missed any of the previous episodes, please take a moment to go back and watch or listen on your favorite podcast platform. Today I am thrilled to welcome Ms. Audrey Moon, sales agent for both personal and business lines in the insurance industry. Thank you for joining us today, Audrey.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and your home life a little bit.
So I own an insurance agency in Alabama. I live in Pensacola, Florida, so I have an hour's commute each day. But at this point in life, my role has really become all about my insurance agency and then whatever I do in my leisure time. My kids are grown. So mostly, as far as work goes, it's a lot of work, and it's good.
I'm sure it is. Okay, so what made you decide on a career in the insurance industry? I mean, did you start out thinking, oh, I can't wait to get into insurance?
No, I was, this is going to give away my age. I was really lucky and passed a typing test with an insurance company right out of high school. And that's how I went to work with the company I still work for.
Okay, They don't do that anymore.
And I wasn't a good typist, so it was really just a God thing. I don't know how I managed to get the job, but I did. And then a lot has happened since then.
Well, tell me about that.
So that was in Birmingham, Alabama. and, of course, at 18, I'm young. I don't know what I want to do.
Right.
But I can tell that this is a career-type company. And so at some point into my work time, which was probably 2 years in, I knew I needed to go to school. I needed to get that college degree.
Right.
So I went back to school, and without going into too much detail, I finally wound up as a claim representative in Mobile, Alabama. And that took a few years, but I got there and got married, had two kids, realized that I still wanted to advance. I wanted to progress. I didn't want to just be a claim representative. Not that there's one thing wrong with that.
Right.
But so then I began pursuing other jobs within the company, wound up as a claim manager. I've been an agent twice, including the time I am now. Also was a compliance manager. I've had most every job in the company except the actuarial and underwriting type positions.
Okay. So what was balancing home and work life like? I mean, like with kids and ball and dance and whatever they did?
Very challenging. And I think it's that way for any working parent. You just make it work. But with insurance, you're never out of school. So there's a lot of studying for licensing and tests and things that go along with your day-to-day job as well.
Right.
You just have to find time to get all that done.
Right.
Even just interviewing for the next job, or it's hard to work it in. I think my children always understood that mom's the breadwinner. Mom's going to, because I became a single mom pretty quick after my children were born.
Right.
And they knew that mom had to accomplish things so that we could eat well. And so we made it work. I look back sometimes and don't know how we did, and I would like to know if my children think there's been any moments that they were cheated out of. And we've had some conversations about that, but mostly they don't. And because of my career, they got to go to school at the University of Alabama and graduate, and now they have their own careers. So I think it's been good for all of us.
Right, and one thing I do tell anyone who listens to me, the insurance industry is a fantastic industry for single parents because, you depending on where you are and where you work, obviously, it's very understanding of family.
Family
and it's
friendly.
Very lenient for obligations like school events or ball games and things. I mean, you still have your work to do, but I don't know of too many places that aren't like, well, yeah, you can go ahead and leave early and go to that. Just, you know, make up your time later or whatever. Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's one thing I have noticed in this industry is that it does allow for you to be more involved in your family, even though the work is constant?
Well, there were mornings for a period of time that I got up at 4 a.m. just to get work done so that I could go do something with my child and then go to my actual office. And you just make it work.
Yes.
But the reward by getting to be with my child was definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't like they were just handing me the time either. I still had to do the work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's it is a good industry for that. And if you're willing to work and make it happen, you can. That's
absolutely
one thing I love about it, because it's not just a, you have to be here from 8 to 5, no exceptions, you know.
And I love that as well, and I have carried that into my agency. My employees know that they have not full freedom to do everything
right,
they want.
But
yes, I want them to have that flexibility. I know how
it
important.
It makes a huge difference, mm-hmm. and it brings morale way up.
I hope.
Way up. And you'll find that employees are much more loyal to a company that is willing to accommodate personal things that they want to do. So in your career, mm-hmm. over these years, did you ever make a mistake or a decision and you thought, oh, I'm fired, or that's over, or it's just the end? But you learned a valuable lesson that helped you later on in your career, or helped someone else maybe?
I'm sure I've made a ton of mistakes.
As
But I've always been willing to try to do the work to correct it. And at one point in a family situation, I still think I made the right decision, but I actually left State Farm for just a very brief period. But there was some things going on with my children that I felt like I needed to, they became more important than what
right.
I was doing career-wise. So I left, went back to State Farm pretty quickly, but I felt like that they would just go, no, you left, you know, we don't want you back.
Right.
But because my work ethic had always been what it was, they did take me back. But that was a scary time for me.
Oh, I bet.
And then I had to reclimb a ladder, but, you know, it worked out, thank you, God. Other than that, and I thought about this before I got here, as an insurance agent, there are people who will be furious over something that I can't help, or something that is they're just wrong about.
Right.
And it's hard for me to not take that personally. So I had to develop some, you know, moxie about just saying, I'm sorry, I've done everything I can do, and then not carrying it home with me.
That is huge. That is huge, because you do have to separate work and personal life. And
an insurance contract is a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I want you to be paid for something and you want to be paid for something, if it's not contractually happening, then it's just not
right.
happening.
And in this business, your heart does.
Sure.
I mean, you do. You have a heart for people, because
yes.
you wouldn't be in this business if you didn't. And you want to be able to do. But like you said, you have to go by the policy and you have to go by the contracts and you have to go by the rules. You have no choice, you know. Yeah, I get that. And leaving it at work can be very difficult.
Yes, because you do have a lot of empathy for
that
individual.
But I think you have to do that in any industry. You have to leave work
at
work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go home, be fully focused on home and your family. I mean, I just think you have to. It's not fair to either your job or your family to not.
That's true.
But it is.
And as long as you
process.
Know you did your best,
mm-hmm.
then you did your best.
I agree. Okay, so who was or is the most influential person in your life or career, or career, and why?
Jesus has gotten me through more than any person that is not a God entity. My parents always supported, well, I was raised in a virtually, it was just a poor situation. We had no
right.
money. But my parents knew that I had potential. I don't know that I really knew that they knew that at the time, but they just kept saying, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I would try things. And actually, when I was 14 years old, there was a, I just went to work with my mother and because I had nothing to do during the summer. And a person that saw me volunteering, because I was just there for fun, but I was really trying to help her. She was doing a summer school course for some mm-hmm. students that couldn't read. And I had fun at it. And mm-hmm. so after the summer was over, that person went through my mother to hire me for an after-school job. Nice. So that was kind of the first time that I realized, oh, if you just show up and do something, yeah, and try, you're going to have some potential. So that was maybe the first step in learning that I could make a difference. And it's just grown from there. There's so many people who have helped my journey. You know, the just a person that maybe who had been through something like what I wanted to go through that would be a mentor for me, although we didn't establish it as a mentor relationship. It just right. wound up being. There's so many good people in the insurance industry
there really are.
Who will help propel you to your goals.
They really are. And that's been said by others on here. I mean, it is. It's true. I've had more people be kind to me and help me and give me advice and take time out of their busy schedules than not, you know. And I don't think anyone has ever denied helping me. I mean, they may say, I'll have to get with you next week because right. I'm tied up. But, you know, that's one thing I do love about this industry.
But then they see the what you're capable of, too. They wouldn't do it for just anybody. They do it for people who are trying.
Right. And right. You do have to be putting yourself out there and right. working towards something. I have a friend who says, and I agree with this, I'll give you a hand up, but not a hand out.
Exactly. That should be our national motto. You're right.
So what advice would you give to women listening who want to forward their career, no matter what the career is? Like if they're stuck in general, what advice would you give them to maybe move forward or to get over a hurdle?
So if a person is stuck, one, research. What is it you want to do? If you feel stuck, then where do you want to go from here? And then two, whatever that is, and it may take a little while to figure it out, but whatever that is, just start doing it now. Even though you don't actually have the job, go ahead and start doing it. You've done the research. Start, you know, living the life or start applying for that job or whatever it takes to get to that next.
Or take a course or
yes.
or follow along with somebody. Volunteer in the same place.
Yes, yeah. Volunteer, exactly. I've never had anyone turn down extra work from me. And that extra work was invariably what got me noticed by somebody else so that I could move into another position.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why I'm here now.
Oh,
I mean, like,
wonderful.
Seriously, it's that you're right. If you will put forth the effort, yeah, that's what you have to do.
Well, I would love to hear your story about the courage and the knowledge it took to do this, have this.
Well, and Jeremiah can attest to this. It's been a process to even be on camera. So it's that's a story for another time.
But that's great.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a series of fun questions. You got to answer quick.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So there's nothing to think about. Just answer. So what is your favorite hobby or pastime?
Ooh, I have lots. Biking, hiking, traveling, walking, reading. Hanging out with my family and friends. Yeah, that's ought to pretty well cover.
What do you like to read?
You know, this is so crazy. I never would have dreamed me being this person, but I love historical fiction because I'm getting a lot of actual history in a good story. So, and I really enjoy the history. So that's always my go-to.
Nice. Okay. What's the best compliment you've ever received, personally and or professionally?
Well, I did get told recently that I don't look my age by someone I didn't even know. And they just saw my date of birth and they went, what? And they said, you don't look like you could be that old. I'm like, okay, hallelujah. So that was really the best one lately. But when I was a claim representative, I felt, I took it personally when I had to tell people that's just not a covered loss.
Right.
So I really did my research. I wanted to be sure I was quoting the right part of the insurance contract, that I knew what I was talking about. And I tried to say it as empathetically as possible. And one time, a person really suffered a huge loss. And you're in the flood industry, so you know that right. homeowner policies do not cover flood.
Exactly.
And this guy really wanted it to be covered, and it just wasn't.
Right.
So when I explained it all to him, he said, I don't like what you're telling me, but I've never heard anyone give bad news better than you just did. And I was
That's
like,
an awesome compliment.
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, I don't know the person's name, but I just could have kissed him at that moment. It was like, well, thank you. I didn't know I had that in me because it was really hard.
Yes, it is. But, that is a great compliment. All right, so if you could have a superpower, and it has to be kind of useless, what would it be?
I actually do have a superpower, and it is useless, except at moments like these. I can write backwards.
Nice.
And I can write with my left hand, even though I'm right-handed. But I'm really better at writing backwards than I am at writing with my left hand.
Cursive or print?
Cursive, oddly. And this is because my father is left-handed, and we used to joke about the fact that he used a different side of his brain than me. And so when I got to be old enough to think, how can I, you know, do something similar, I just taught myself to write backwards. And so then I showed it to him, and I said, I'm using my left side of the brain as well.
That is really good.
But it has been a great icebreaker in group settings and things like that. And invariably when you write backwards, you put it up to the mirror and show someone, and they're like, oh, that's kind of perfect.
That is pretty cool.
It's useless, but it's...
No, we're going to have to do that after this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, this is easy. How do I say it, though? Well, I don't like sloppiness. I want to do things as efficiently as possible. So when people are sloppy and inefficient, it drives me mad.
Yes. Okay, if given a chance, what job, any job in the world, would you love to try?
During the brief time that I left State Farm, I didn't know if I was supposed to say the company name or not, but I just said it if I wasn't. I thought I would become a teacher because I had small children. That's why I went back to State Farm pretty quick. Because I did not want to become a teacher.
Understood. I come from a family of teachers, and I am not one, and there's a reason.
So I thought that might be a job I would want, but no, it just sent me right back to insurance.
It takes a very special person to be a teacher because they are underpaid and underappreciated,
and they work
there's
so
a lot
hard.
Of work. And there's a lot that they want to do and can't do, you know, be it because of resources or whatever. And just having seen it from the inside, you know, it's not that I wouldn't want to do it. It's just I think I would get way, my heart would get way too involved. I don't know if I could take it.
I agree, totally. And
the kids are amazing. It's the job itself. Teachers should be recognized more and
should be paid
better, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I totally agree.
So what job would you definitely not want to do?
Well, there you go. But but this always pops into my head if I'm talking about things like this. Really good friend of mine, and if she ever listens to this, she'll know exactly where this came from. She worked somewhere in North Alabama at one point, and there was a job. Well, she was a social worker.
Right.
And there was a person she was helping, and their job was a chicken hanger.
Yeah.
And they helped process chickens and hang them. So I guess you could get chicken breast out of them or whatever right. you're trying to
process them.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a chicken hanger.
No, I mean, I have chickens, but
oh, do you?
I chase them sometimes around the yard, but no.
Have you ever hung one?
No. We did try to, years ago, this one we tried to process, and oh God, I had. He was a rooster that just becomes so mean. I mean, he was attacking everything, and we had to do what we had to do. And so we're like, well, we don't want to just waste. I mean, the whole point was to have meat. So we were processing. I had my husband at the time go out and do what he needed to do. And he said, well, what do I use? And I said, well, the meat cleaver. Well, he got the vegetable cleaver.
Oh, dear.
Which is flimsy. And he said he had the chicken or the rooster and laid it down. And boing! And it just bounced off. And the rooster looked at him like, what is wrong with you? Just took off running.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Anyway, I came home and he's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you're the one that got the wrong thing. So,
did anyway, the rooster eventually die?
Well, we did have to get rid of him because he was just so mean, you know. But God, that was so funny because both of them looked at each other shocked, and then I come home and he's chasing this rooster around the backyard. So anyway,
oh dear,
comical. So, what is your favorite season of the year?
Oh, wow. Right now.
Spring.
It's perfect.
I love spring.
We have had a great spring.
We have. And hopefully it will last a little longer.
Yes.
So you've done pretty much everything there is to do in insurance, with the exception of flood and underwriting. But where do you see the next leg of your journey taking you?
Oh, well, I'm going to continue to work until my body just doesn't want me to anymore, and then I'll retire. You know, I just don't want to retire right now.
Right.
I still enjoy what I do.
So. What would you want to do once you retire?
Just more of what I already do. I really, you know, the hiking, biking, traveling, I get to do all that now. You know, no offense to my beautiful children, but once children do leave the nest, there's a lot of free time, even as a working person. So I get to do a lot of what
the stuff
I would
you
just,
like to do, yes. Yeah.
And some days, you know, I'll wind up at home for a day or two for some reason, and it's really just boring. I don't want to be at home.
It's never boring at my house.
No.
No, not with the farm. Yeah.
Interesting. Then maybe I'll get a farm.
Yeah, you can come over and
I'll
keep,
come help
try to
you.
Keep the horse out of the house. That'd be nice.
Oh, dear.
Not kidding.
That's hilarious.
She opened the screen door the other day and was going to let herself in. I'm like, no, ma'am.
Oh, that's funny.
It's,
would she
it's
have fit through
it's
the
not
door?
You.
Is she still trying?
She's always trying something.
That's hilarious. You have a zoo, not just a farm.
It is. My daughter sent me a video. She actually put it on, what are those things? Instagram, TikTok, something like that, Jeremiah? Okay. Well, she put it on one of those. Hope she was looking everywhere, couldn't find her, was panicking. And Joy, the other horse, wasn't saying a word. And she finally found her. Hope had locked herself in a stall in the barn. Nobody knows how, because the door was locked. Amber keeps it locked, so Hope unlocked the door and went in and pulled the door back on herself and got it stuck.
Wow.
And was just in there waiting for somebody to come get her. I mean, they are always into something.
That's amazing.
Funny. It's like having bad little five-year-olds around.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Again, because it's not you.
you don't have to have a farm. I'm not going to take too much pity on you.
But so where would you like to go? Like a bucket list place you want to travel to?
Oh, there's lots.
That you've not been.
The place that I really do want to visit, but is going to be very difficult just because of the time involved, is Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
That if I did them both on the same trip, which would make sense since it's so far from here, it would take weeks. So, yeah, that will be something I hope
New Zealand
I get to do.
Is beautiful. One of a friend of mine, he went, and actually he loved it so much that when he was there, he rented a storage facility and bought a van there and converted it. Because he said anywhere there you can just pull over and sleep or whatever. Like, you don't have to be in, like, Walmart parking lot. And he converted it to, like, a little camper.
Mm-hmm.
And has it stored there for when he goes back. And he went back again this last year and used it to travel around. And he had me on his Google Pictures or whatever. And oh, my goodness, it's gorgeous. You really need to go.
Yes, I really want to.
You really do need to go.
I think that's where The Hobbit was filmed.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think. Anyway, I want to go. Yes. Okay, keep talking.
It is gorgeous. I mean, the pictures he sent were just breathtaking. And then he went to Asia.
Oh,
to different areas in there. But anyway, so... Final, we're kind of closing it out. Anything maybe like you want to say or a question you wish I would have asked you that I didn't?
I'm not good at thinking of things that didn't happen, but I did, because of us talking, think a lot about why an insurance career
right.
is desirable. And I actually wrote this down so I wouldn't
forget.
Oh, please
share.
Okay. One, the field is ever-changing, and where it was maybe just a national thing when I originally went to work, it's global now. I mean,
you
can go anywhere in the insurance industry and work. So it's ever-changing, it's global, it's extremely interesting, maybe not always extremely positive, but it is very interesting. And like I said, it's a contract, and for some reason that fascinates me, because it's a legal tool to know what to do next. And
right.
I really like that. And then it's also it's as financially rewarding as you want it to be. You can be in an entry-level job and have a great career, or you can go as far into the...
You really can. There is the only thing that limits you financially or moving up is you.
That's true.
It really is. That you are the only one that limits you. Because there is, if the place you're at now does not allow for movement up or whatever, and there's really nowhere to go, there is another place in insurance that
there
you can
is.
Go. And, you know, I see that, like, you are my fifth guest, but last week she was a lawyer for 14 years and then got a job offer in insurance, but had to move to, where was it? Bermuda.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
So... Again, global.
Mm-hmm.
The very first lady I had on, Alex, she had a English degree and started doing handyman stuff and worked for Habitat for Humanity. Now she is the president of Fortified Homes, which is involved in insurance.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you can do whatever. I mean, the only thing that limits you is you.
That's really true. I have a friend, and actually this person did decide to go into insurance when she went into college, and she's my daughter's age, but she's in London right now. I don't know what she's doing over there.
Oh,
but
the
it's
London
insurance.
Market is huge. It really is. So there's really nothing that stops you but you, and I get that sometimes maybe financially you can't take the class or do the thing, but... There's somebody that's willing to help you.
Yes,
like you said, if
yes.
you're willing to volunteer some time and do some mentorship or whatever, somebody will help you.
They absolutely will.
And it's an amazing industry.
I look back and don't regret a thing. It's just been really rewarding.
It has been. I mean, like, I've only been in it for 8.5 years, you know, and it was my first job out of staying home with my children for 19 years.
That's great.
So it's been huge.
Yes.
Because I never thought I'd have a
and
career.
And you stayed, and mm-hmm. you progressed, and
mm-hmm.
you still are. That's awesome.
I know. And yeah. I still provide a lot of entertainment around here.
Well, and I'm at that point in life where I feel like I need to have a legacy. And if I can encourage one person to just get into that career path, and actually two other women have become insurance agents because of me. And not me, right, but because they watched me and they right wanted what I had.
But and there's so much, like I said before, there's so much freedom and there's so much opportunity, and you can make it whatever you want to make it.
You absolutely can.
And you just have to be willing to work for it.
Work hard, and you might not sleep and raise children at the same time. But
and kick but your horse out of the house. Yes, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't have the horse story or the chicken.
Oh, I have some stories. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it. And any time you want to come back on, just let me know, because I love this. This was fun.
Well, I was thinking when we spoke earlier that I do know a couple of younger insurance professionals who might be somebody you'd want to talk to. So that could be
a
connection.
Yes.
Because this is important. I think it is it's important, really good.
And I want people to be encouraged, and I want people to realize that obstacles are just for a moment.
Yes.
You know, it's you look at it like I do a thing on the Facebook page, Motivational Monday, and I'll get this. and the one where the cat is in the crate, but the lid's off of it, and it was like, you know, sometimes you just the easy solution is right there, you know, and sometimes it is, but how do you work around your obstacle? And it's like the saying, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to step back and look. And that's kind of what I want this to be, something that triggers somebody and encourages them to move forward.
And don't let the fear stop you.
Oh,
don't let the I can't do this stop you. Do it. It's
right.
So
step out and
it.
Do it, because it's a very forgiving industry.
It is. You're
right. I mean, it really is, because you almost can't mess it up completely. And it's just because people are willing to help you. You know, so I really appreciate you helping
you.
Me and coming on this podcast and taking the time out of your busy schedule.
The courage for you to do this is remarkable. Thank you.
Well, that wraps up this episode of Connecting Women in Insurance. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. Audrey was a real treat to have on. If you will, please like and subscribe to our channel so you don't miss the upcoming episodes. Have a good week.